Chapter 72. Arion. As the battle raged across the valley below, Arion and Rhaiden watched from their perch on top of the rise. Arion hoped Commander Tolin and his men would be able to drive the beasts back to ground, if not destroy them entirely. But there were just too many of them. Even from this distance, Arion could see the size of the hounds and the unrelenting nature of their attack. The Horehounds fought as a single unit. They didn't have the size and agility of the creatures they had encountered during the king's hunting excursion, but their numbers more than made up for the difference. The mounted lancers had managed to thwart the hounds momentarily, giving the pikemen enough time to get into place amongst the Silmaran troops. Many of the Horehounds were being skewered on the long poles, but the ones behind used the bodies of their fallen to surmount the lancers' stand. There was no honor among beasts, apparently. Only an insatiable hunger for raw meat and the taste of fresh blood.
How much longer can they stand against such punishment? The king asked, more to himself than as a question he expected Arion to answer.
With his gold-leaf field glass pressed to his eye, Rhaiden studied the scene below. His sword was drawn. It hung loosely at his side, tip pointing outward. From behind their protected mounds, Arion could see Captain Nadir and Under-Captain Belos hollering at their bowmen as they unleashed wave upon wave of bolts and shafts into the horde's open flanks. The Horehounds were falling, but only after being pierced by dozens of arrows. And there were always more to take their place. Arion couldn't believe the strength of these creatures. His hopes for the Alondrian forces coming out alive, let alone victorious, were beginning to wane. The only positive outcome so far was that half of the Silmaran ranks who had not already deserted their post had turned back to fight alongside the Alondrian soldiers, clearly recognizing that it was their only hope of survival. Arion spun on his heels. His hands automatically reached for his weapons, as a horn sounded from the base of the rise. Even over the downpour, he could hear the shout of orders and clash of steel. Another streak of lightning lit the sky. It was all the light he needed to see the danger they were in. A pack of Horehounds had managed to circle around the back side of the army, and they were clawing their way toward the base of the rise.
"Protect the king!"
Arion hollered to the cluster of high guard standing in front of the king's pavilion. They were an elite group that Arion had specifically chosen as the king's shadows, each bearing the crest of the sword and crown. They were never to leave his side. In one swift move, Arion leapt onto Shade and galloped down the side of the rise. The lower flaps of his black leather coat billowed out behind him. The force of the wind opened them like the wings of a nighthawk. His two swords were out of their sheaths and held at the ready. The jeweled eyes of each dragon crossguard sparkled in the light of the storm. Arion took a deep breath and focused his mind. Underneath him, Shade moved with the grace of something otherworldly, his muscular frame tearing up the ground as he raced to carry his rider to the battle below. Up ahead, Arion saw Barthol fighting at the front of the first two units. His men fought the creatures with all the fury and stamina their training could afford.
"On your right!"
he heard Barthol bellow as a group of hounds tried to skirt the outer ranks. The beasts weren't prepared to face opposition as well trained as the High Guard. But even with the greatest of skill, a human body can only endure for so long before the arms grow lax, the swing flounders, and the breath gives way. Reaching the first of the creatures, Arion jumped from his saddle and slammed into the closest hound, both swords buried in its rancid pelt. Without having to be told, Shade pulled away from the fighting and moved farther up the slope, waiting for Arion's call. He was the smartest horse Arion had ever known. He understood what Arion wanted without ever having to be told. Withdrawing his swords and spinning around, Arion started for the next creature. He could feel his magic rising.
"Come face my blades!"
His words misted into the cold air as he swung downward, cutting deep into the neck of the first while, at the same time, sliding the black steel of his other through the heart of the next. It was like slicing through a day-warm cantermelon. No resistance. Both creatures dropped without so much as a whimper as Arion hopped over them to battle the next. With as many assailants attacking at once, Arion couldn't rely solely on his premonitions. That side of his magic was meant more for warning than for continuous use. It left his senses confused when being attacked from all sides. Instead, he relied on his muscle memory and training to keep him alive. He fought his way to Barthol's side as the huge captain was holding two of the hounds at bay for some of his men to finish off.
"Pull back!"
Arion shouted to the first wave of guards. They quickly grabbed their wounded and made a strategic retreat, while fresh reinforcements from the third and fourth block formations stepped in and took over. Arion admired the discipline his men showed. It was inspiring. The quick rotation gave the first and second formations time to catch their breath and move the injured out of the way as they prepared to take the next wave.
"I count at least 100. Could be more," Barthol shouted as he continued hacking the head off another hound.
Instead of falling back with the others from the first and second blocks, the large captain remained where he was for another round of fighting. Arion spun to the side to escape one set of claws, but was hit by another. The creature tore through his newly mended coat.
"Hailstones!"
Thankfully, the heavy leather kept the lacerations on his arm from being more serious than they could have been, but it didn't stop the pain. He dropped to one knee and back-cut the legs out from under the creature as it tried to break through. Spinning around, he drove his sword through the neck of another. The hounds made another push to circumvent the guard. They were clearly after the king.
"On my right! On my right!"
Arion yelled as soon as he saw the creatures shift position. The guards rushed to Arion's side and blocked the hound's attempt to break through. The front of the rise was sheer about halfway up and presented a steep enough angle that a full-on assault would have proven fruitless. This was one of the logical reasons for choosing this vantage point in the first place. Arion's heart skipped a beat when he saw his big friend go down.
"Barthol!"
Arion lunged at the closest hound, chopping its muzzle clean off and leaving it there to bleed drool down the front of its hide. A small pack of creatures had managed to get between him and the downed captain. The flat of Barthol's sword was the only thing keeping the hound's fangs from devouring him. Like holding onto a stick in a dog's mouth, Barthol fought to keep the whorehound's jaws from clenching his neck. Arion took another hit to the back. The blow wasn't strong enough to knock him from his feet, but it was enough to knock the air out of him. Searing pain rushed down the right side of his leg as a single claw tore through his leather trousers and shin guard. He dropped to the ground and rolled to get up under the creature and then thrust one of his swords up and out the backside of the hound's neck.
"Get this flaming mutt off of me!"
Barthol hollered. Arion sprung to his feet, but there were still three creatures between him and Barthol. Windmilling his blades, Arion cut one of the front legs off the first whorehound, but before he could move to the second, fresh guards appeared out of nowhere to help. From the corner of his eye, Arion could see the mark of their crown and sword crest. Arion was irate.
"What do you think you're doing?"
he hollered over his shoulder at the elite guards, fighting their way to his side.
"You should be protecting the king."
"They are,"
Raiden bellowed as he charged in beside Arion, thrusting his great blade into the closest creature with the pent-up fury of a man who had just spent the better part of the day watching his soldiers being slaughtered. The fresh arm swiftly availed as they were able to force back the hound's momentum. Arion flew over the king's fresh kill, and on top of the hound still fighting to sink its teeth into Barthol. The wolf's head jerked upward, rattled at the sudden weight on its back. Completely forgetting about Barthol, the creature bucked once, twice, three times. It fought to unseat its unwelcome rider. Arion grabbed its mane and started to laugh. "Look at me. I'm riding a whorehound." He laughed even more. He was sure those watching probably thought he had lost his mind, but when faced with the unimaginable, what else can you do? Unable to maintain his balance any longer, Arian rammed one of his swords through the monstrous animal's distended backbone, lodging the black blade somewhere deep inside its chest cavity. Blood soaked the front of his coat as the creature went down. Arian spit the salty tang from his mouth and, with a little help from the king, lifted Barthol back to his feet and moved him toward the back of the lines as fresh recruits rushed in to fill their spots.
"You see,"
Barthol said, as he spat out a wad of wet fur collected from his momentary stay under the great hound.
"This is why I won't allow my wife to get a pet."
He let Arian and Raiden help him over to a large piece of fallen stone, where they all slumped against the rock. Arian watched his men holding back the Horehound offensive.
"We're losing too many of them. At this rate, we're not going to have enough men to rotate out. When that happens..."
The three men struggled to catch their breath as they readied themselves to jump back in with the next wave.